Good Friday morning, church. Well, we've made it through another week together, and today we are going to be studying Psalm 85. Now, we have been praying for our nation. Many of us pray every day at 8 o'clock and, in the afternoon, and Psalm 85 is a prayer for reconciliation with God. The psalmist recounts God's blessings and asks God's forgiveness for the sins of the people. The psalmist promises to listen to God and envisions a future in which the land will be fruitful and love, faithfulness, righteousness, and peace will prevail. Let's begin reading. Lord, you have been merciful to your land. You have made Israel prosperous again. You have forgiven your people's sins and pardoned all their wrongs. You stopped being angry with them and held back your furious rage. Come, bring us back, O God our Savior, and stop being displeased with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Make us strong again, and we, your people, will praise you. Show us your constant love, O God, and give us your saving help. I am listening to what the Lord God is saying. He promised peace to us, his own people, if we do not go back to our foolish ways. Surely he is ready to save those who honor him, and his saving presence will remain in our land. Love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will embrace. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosperous, and our land will produce rich harvests. Righteousness will go before the Lord and prepare the path for him. Today's key verse is Psalm 85, verse 11. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. You know, the verses suggest that the psalm was written about the time the people of Israel returned home to Judah from exile in Babylon, sometime after 539 B.C. And after they returned from exile, new problems developed, and the people once again needed to pray for deliverance. Have you ever been in a place where you needed to pray for God's deliverance? If so, how did God answer your prayers? You know, we continue to lift up the needs of this nation, this country built by God's people for God's people, and we are trusting that God will hear our prayers and deliver our land. Let us pray. Loving God, forgive me for those times when I have failed to do your will. Help me live according to your ways of peace, justice, and mercy. I thank and praise you for your constant love and your saving help. Amen. Well, that brings another week to an end. I look forward to being with you this coming Sunday. And again, just keep holding on to those promises of God's word and hold on to the end. And our deliverance is just around the corner. God bless you.